Hi there, you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. I'm your host, MJ. It's great to have you with me today. Normally, I'd be talking to you a little bit about my local game store and trying to hopefully help them out due to the COVID crisis, but other things in the last 24 or 48 hours have really come to light that have really forced me to rethink my own hobby here as a content creator. And it's definitely something that I've been thinking about for a while now, but I really haven't been able to have the platform to talk about. So I'm going to be able to utilize that platform today to at least hopefully go over some of these issues and hopefully try to inspire you as the listeners to definitely try to rethink how you look at the game. The voice of harassment and exploitation has definitely been a major problem, not just lately, but for a long time in our American culture. It's definitely something that has always been in our society, and it's not really easy to talk about. As a white man myself, who technically belongs in the quote-unquote normal American man, I've been typically able to get away with a lot of things that most people aren't able to get away with. I can walk in the middle of the street without typically having to fear anyone trying to arrest me. I can do a whole lot of different kinds of things where I don't really need to worry about the repercussions because I'm a white man. And that's definitely something that has definitely influenced my life in a lot of ways that a lot of people don't have easy access to. So a lot of the issues currently have been coming up over the lack of diversity in Magic the Gathering and how that is definitely a major roadblock to a lot of persons of color or other minority groups to really be able to get into the game. And after really starting to listen to the subject, I've definitely started to see how I have been able to get into Magic because it's definitely meant for persons who look like me, who really just enjoy the game, who are nerdy, but also who are white. And I think about the games I play at my local game store during Commander Nights, and typically everyone there looks pretty much the same as me. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but for the most part, we're all white men between the ages of, let's say, 18 to 40, and we're playing a card game. And so I typically didn't have to deal with a whole lot of thoughts about racism in Magic the Gathering, or sexism especially, which has also been a major hot-button topic the last 48 hours in the Magic the Gathering content creator community, and the greater community at large as well. And it definitely has made me think about a lot of different things about my standpoint as a Magic the Gathering player. It's been fairly easy to see how Magic the Gathering has not exactly been the most inclusive game of all time, because while it has obviously had a rich lore, a rich history, unfortunately it's also kind of drawn upon a lot of major tropes that unfortunately have been very, very damaging to various parts of our society that really have never really had the voice or the opportunity to really be able to voice their concerns. And I feel like this is a very interesting time in our existence as Magic players that we really have to start confronting how exactly the game is constructed and what exactly Magic is, whether it's specifically meant for people who are just look like me, just white American males, or whether we're looking for a more inclusive community that'll include people of all races, all genders, and just make sure everyone feels welcomed. I've always looked at Magic as a way to really be able to escape from everyday life. I will go into that in a future episode of my podcast. But it, in just the last year and a half, it's really been an escape for me for times when I feel blue. It was a very good refuge for when I lost my job last year and very abruptly, and it allowed me to help fill in some of the time and fill in some of the angst I was feeling over that, as well as a welcome escape from the realization of the COVID crisis that we're currently dealing with, that we really can't get together in person and play card games. So having that opportunity to be able to play with my friends, be able to play the cards that I enjoy, has really been something for me that's really ever-present and there. But it, given definitely what's been going on in the greater Magic community lately, all the frustration over the lack of representation in the game, the frustration over hypocrisy in the game, things like that have definitely made me start to have to reevaluate my position as a Magic player. And it's definitely something that I feel like everyone should be taking a look at, because it really does pervade our entire game. Obviously, since myself as the white male is the technical audience for a lot of Magic content, I've been noticing a lot of over-sexualization of cards. I mean, these are things that I noticed at the very beginning of my time playing Magic, and it was something that I really, really never quite understood why they had to get into there, except for the fact that it's basically American culture that forces businesses' decisions, technically, to go in that sort of direction. And I first really, really noticed this when I was looking at some of the Planeswalker cards, and you're really able to notice some of the very unnecessary things that go on with certain cards to enforce these stereotypes. And it's extremely unfortunate, because I really got into Magic the Gathering just because I enjoy the characters, I enjoy the storylines, I really enjoy the lore of Magic. And I feel like sometimes that's kind of been overshadowed by some of the needless tropes that have been included in the story that have unfortunately caused a lot of rifts within the Magic fandom, and for good reason. These are definitely things that we as a society and we as Magic players really need to talk about more in depth if we're ever going to be able to get them out of our game and be able to make our game. One of the other things I really enjoyed about Magic when I first got into it was the fact that you could basically get yourself lost in a fantasy world while you were playing the game, because you could just play with a whole bunch of fantastical cards that did a whole bunch of cool things, you know, had great art, and really just got you invested in the story and in the game, and you really felt like you were part of the greater community. And unfortunately, to see that being so tarnished by a lot of unnecessary regulations, a lot of hypocrisy, has really, really been eye-opening when I start really digging into the weeds of things, and it's definitely something that I, as a white man, feel quite ashamed for basically taking part in. And I don't pretend to understand the situation. I am just trying to make a decision based on what I've seen. But this is definitely something that I believe needs to definitely be taken care of in the coming years. It's something that's been long overdue, more representation, more diversity in our game. And honestly, when I go and I try to find people to play with, I just want to make sure that we have a good time playing the card game. Honestly, it doesn't matter what that other person or the other people in my commander pod look like, where they come from, who they are. All I really care about is that we're able to just have a fun game of Commander or whatever format we're playing, because ultimately that's what Magic means to me. It's kind of an escape from reality. It's an escape to just have some fun with some friends. And that's really why I enjoy Commander, and that's why I enjoy Magic. And the fact that not everyone is able to enjoy it on that same level, or not feel welcome especially on that same level, definitely hurts me as a Magic player as well as just a human being. Because everyone really should be able to have the right and should feel comfortable going into a game store just like I do. When I walk into a game store, I don't feel uncomfortable about, is everyone staring at me? Is there something wrong with me? I just want to make sure that I can sit down and have a game with people and just really enjoy my time there. And I really can't understand what it's like. I never will be able to understand what it's like to go in and feel like I'm going to potentially be ridiculed for something, just because of the way I am, who I am, what I look like, things about me. And it's definitely something that is really starting to come to my mind in light of the protests from the past few weeks. It's definitely forcing me to try to rethink how I look at the world and basically how I look at all my interests. And Magic is just one of those communities where there's a lot of room for growth, but there's also a lot of potential. This is a great game. There's a lot of great people who play this game, and we cannot allow those prejudices and the hypocrisy to prevent us from being a open and welcoming community for everybody. And that's why I started this channel, because I really wanted to get my voice out there, even if really no one's listening. I just want to make sure that anyone who does at least understand what I enjoy about the game. And that's why I had to make this episode as quickly as possible. It's just because I had to get this off my chest, that there are just some things that are more important than the game. And making sure everyone is able to have the same enjoyment of the game as I do is quite paramount to the health, to the ongoing health of this game. Again, it's a great game, and everyone should be able to enjoy it equally, instead of having to feel like they're being judged for anything. It doesn't matter whether it's sexuality, whether it is skin color, language, place of origin, anything like that. It's just it's very frustrating to see how there's been so much hatred and miscommunication in our community, and we definitely can do a lot better as Magic players, and hopefully when we come out of this COVID crisis, we'll really be able to start acting on a lot of those things. Hopefully we'll start being able to get more persons of color into the shop and make women players feel a lot more comfortable than just feeling like they're walking into a room dominated by men, which has always been something else I've noticed when I've gone to Magic Fest or things like that. It just seems like there's very little representation than other than what I am myself am. And well, I guess I never really thought about it before then. That's kind of been the status quo and how things have been for a lot of years, and it's definitely something that needs to change going forward. So I honestly don't know where things are going to go from here, but I can only lend my own thoughts to this subject and in the most poignant ways that I can, and hope that someone is inspired to make a change in their own life, just like I'm trying to force a change. Another thing that's definitely been on the channels a lot lately has been a lot of issues with depression with other content creators. A lot of great people who are doing great things, great ambassadors for this game, who unfortunately have been unfairly targeted by a lot of different forces outside their work that have made them feel extremely small. And this is definitely something that we cannot stand for. This is something that these people are doing a lot of great work out there to try to promote this game and really make it fun for everybody. And it's just not really fair that they have to take on this kind of brunt, this ridiculous burden of having to deal with all sorts of hate mail and hateful comments, whatever it is. It's just ridiculous. I was bullied in school myself. I wasn't a popular kid. No one really liked me. And I dealt with some things that were unfortunate. But again, those sorts of circumstances are really nothing compared to what a lot of content creators deal with nowadays. So I think that just from my own experience, I hated being picked on in school. And even though those were very, very small, very minor things, it's basically demonstrates how ugly people can be sometimes if we allow things to go too far. So definitely, we have to try to do better to make sure that people don't feel isolated, because they're doing what they want to do. They're making great Magic content, and they should be given the same kind of treatment that you would expect just in the standard conversation. And that things that are said online can really have an unfortunate impact on a lot of people's lives. It's something that we forget in today's era of social media, and it's definitely something that people don't really think about in their day-to-day conversations, but conversations can have an impact, positive as well as negative. I can think of a lot of conversations I've had in the past few years where they've been extraordinarily positive, but I can also remember a lot of times that I've really screwed up my own life. And I've said the wrong thing or said something really stupid. And, you know, I've always felt bad about those situations. So it's definitely something we have to try to do better as Magic players and as a community, is to try to just be kinder to everyone, because everyone's here for the same reason. We all enjoy this game, and we just have to be nice to each other and try to make sure that we're keeping this community active, but also... So before I leave you today, I want to just make a challenge out to everybody who listens to this. I want you to try to think about how you participate in the Magic the Gathering community, as well as just in your everyday regular lives, and to try to find ways to change your thinking, or to try to be more accepting or including of others, because it's definitely something that's been going on for many, many, many years, and it's definitely something that we need to take a look at going forward. So thanks for listening. This has been the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. Have a good one.